KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 23 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today, a high around 37. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. One person was arrested at around 3 a.m. today on a burglary charge in Council Bluffs. Authorities say officers were dispatched to 129 Park Avenue for a burglary in progress. Upon arrival, officers made contact with the alleged offender, Nicholas Gare. Witnesses reported Gare was inside a garage that was connected to 129 Park Avenue. The residence was occupied, but the resident was not harmed during the incident. Officers were able to locate items from the burglary in Gare's vehicle. He was interviewed by police and placed under arrest on a charge of burglary in the second degree. Gare was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in solving a robbery. Authorities say at around 7:25 p.m. on Sunday, officers were dispatched to the McDonald's store at 1607 West Broadway for a report of an armed robbery at the business. An employee told officers that the suspect placed an order for food and approached the drive-thru window in a red Pontiac Grand Am with auto dealer paper plates. The driver of the Grand Am, described as a black male, displayed a handgun at the employee and stated, "Give me all the money." The employee then gave the suspect an unknown amount of cash from the register, and the suspect sped off in the red Pontiac. Anyone possibly having information about that robbery other than what I've discussed with you here is encouraged to call the Council Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. The Creston Police Department says a woman living in the 400 block of Livingston Avenue reported that sometime between 4:30 p.m. December 3rd and 11 a.m. on December 4th, on Monday, someone entered her house and took her wallet. The loss was estimated at $42, and that was in the 400 block of Livingston Avenue. Also on Monday evening, a resident of the 500 block of North Oak Street in Creston reported that sometime through the night, someone had broken his Christmas light projector. The loss there was estimated at $40. Iowa Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg will be in the area this week, stopping at various businesses and events. On Wednesday, Gregg will speak at the Education is Everyone's Business Luncheon at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, and that'll begin at 11:30 a.m. On Friday, he'll be holding Building a Better Iowa Economy event during the Corning Main Street Tour, and that'll begin at 10:15 a.m. on Friday, and that's before moving on to Audubon. There, Lieutenant Governor Gregg will tour the Audubon County Memorial Hospital beginning at 12:45 p.m. on Friday. The 2017 winner of the Angel of Christmas Award was announced Sunday during the annual Christmas in Atlantic concert at the United Methodist Church. The award was presented on behalf of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and Cass County Health System and recognizes a person or persons who symbolize the true meaning of Christmas by giving of themselves year-round. CCHS CEO Brett Altman introduced the winner as Bob Boots. Altman said the Boots donates his time and talents to many organizations throughout the community, including the Cass County Hospital Auxiliary, the American Red Cross, Meals on Wheels, and Methodist Men, to name but a few. Boots also serves as a volunteer worker for the American Legion Memorial Building, the Atlantic Color Guard, Arise, Nishna Valley Woodcarvers, Hancock House, and as a member of the Armory refurbishing team. Many Iowans will be making their year-end donations to charities soon, and the experts say you'd better look closely before you give. Teresa Fritz with the Better Business Bureau suggests Iowans do some research before donating even a dime. Fritz says that the Bureau evaluates many hundreds of charities at the website give.org based on 20 different factors, with one of the biggest being accountability.
We'd look to see if they are using their money wisely and that it's going to actually run the organization, not paying just for the administration.
Many charities receive one-third of their annual donations during the holiday season, so these year-end gifts are important. Fritz says that sometimes the names of the organization will sound alike, but their support is very different.
Before you give, be sure you have the exact name of the charity to avoid a case of mistaken identity. And sometimes charities that do not use their money wisely will try to have a similar name.
If you get a phone call from a charity you're not familiar with, don't give, especially if someone is pressuring you. When you're making a gift, she suggests plastic may have advantages over cash and a check.
We encourage people to use their credit cards because you do have some assistance and safety with using your credit card, that if you would find out that the organization is a scam, that you can stop the donation on your credit card, or stopping a check. You can talk to your bank right away.
Anyone can access the Better Business Bureau's Give.org website for free. It's part of the Wise Giving Alliance at Give.org. In the funeral announcements, Joseph Vogel, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Vogel will be this morning at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Lester Harold Carper, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Graveside services for Lester Carper will be today at 11 o'clock at the East Lynn Cemetery near Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Alden Kruger, age 87, of Hancock, died Friday. Memorial services for Alden Kruger will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dorothea Catherine Paulson, age 98, of Eldridge, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothea Paulson will be this Friday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Dale Edwards, age 93, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Dale Edwards will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.